Sitka dog owners will soon say goodbye to the ball fields. A group of enthusiastic pets came out to play and run in the grass of the turnaround last weekend and watched as their owners began putting up fencing for a public off-leash dog park. The Sitka Assembly gave the dog owners group the location and off-leash approval for the park over the winter, but no funding was included in the deal. Ken Corson, pack leader of the dog owners group, has pitched in his time and money to get the ball rolling.
There's a lot of dogs in this town, as everybody knows. And a lot of times, you know, you can't take your dogs on the trails. And a lot of these ladies don't want to be out in bear country, and they can't, you know, walk the trails like everyone else does. So this is a nice alternative.
But the park, when it's finished, will not be a free-for-all. Dogs and their owners must comply with a few regulations. According to Corson, pets must be socially acclimated, no problem dogs allowed. Pets must also be licensed and walked to and from vehicles on leashes. And the last and maybe most important rule is aimed at the owners. You must pick up after your dog. Kathy Ballard says Sitka doesn't have a bad dog problem. It has a need for responsible owners.
Yes, leash law is necessary. To me, what's one of the most necessary things is to remember how to bend over and pick up what your dog leaves behind, because that's what gets the most attention from people that aren't dog owners.
As many dog owners have learned, the word love is spelled F-E-T-C-H. But because a few owners won't scoop, the city's Park and Rec Department has banned dog exercising at the ball fields. Linda Johnston, an active member of the dog owners group, hopes this new off-leash dog park will give pet owners a better name.
It's a really good start as far as having a place here in Sitka, and hopefully it will help to kind of rein in some of the problems that we have as far as, you know, little deposits that are all over that even those of us, most of us who own dogs, aren't happy about. I don't like stepping in them. I don't like my dog stepping in them.
Meanwhile, not everyone has taken to the off-leash dog park. One passerby had not quite adjusted to the idea as my dog Franklin played in the future park.
All right, whose dog is that?
That's my dog.
That dog needs to be on a leash.
Oh, I thought this was an off-leash area.
No, it's going to be a dog park, but until then it's a leash area.
However, there are only praises from the Sitka Parks and Rec Coordinator, Lynn McGowan, saying it'll take a while for people to get used to the off-leash park, but in the end, they'll be glad to see the ball fields looking better. The Dog Owners Group has worked with the Sitka Assembly for about the past year to get Sitka Dog Park, and they expect to have a grand opening later on this summer. Reporting in Sitka, this is Leah Mann.